Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos, Chapter 10, Law Number 1. And in those 9 texts, you'll find yourselves on page 168 and 169. We're going to move now to the next Malacha of Kosher, of tying up. In the times of Beis HaMikdash, the fishermen would have to catch the fish, would tie the nets and untie the nets. So the first 6 halachas, I believe, in this chapter are going to talk about kosher, tying, and then the next 2 halachas are going to talk about untying. Okay. Aleph. HaKosher Kesher Shel Kayoma. If a person ties a permanent knot. So the simple meaning of a permanent knot means it's meant to stay as long as the object remains. Long-term permanent knot. And also, requirement number 2, v'hu ma'aseh umon, and it is the work of a craftsman, which he will give examples of shortly. Chayev, your chayev. This is the Rambam's unique position. A lot of people argue on this, and we'll discuss this in the halacha. The Rambam says to be chayev for kosher, you must have 2 attributes here, conditions. Number 1, it has to be a permanent knot, and number 2, it must be made as a craftsman. We'll see if you're missing those 2 conditions what the halach is. We'll see shortly that many Rishonim argue on this. Okay? So what's the examples he gives? Kigon Kesher HaGamolim is a knot that the camel drivers make when you make a hole in the nose of the camel and you put a ring in the nose and then you tie the rope to the ring and you lead the camel. So it's got to be a very sturdy, and it's the kind of rope they would leave. Because you always need it. What do you got to take it off for? You know, what do you care if the camel has to have a rope nose? You know, so you keep it on a permanent basis. And also the kesher ha-saponim, the knots of the fishermen, as we already explained. The kishre, we're going to need another chair. Baruch Hashem. Okay. V'kishre ritzuos minol v'sandol shekoshim haratzanim bishas asiyasim. Some of the knots that are made to make a shoe or a sandal that the sandal makers, when they're making the shoe, and they're planning on that knot staying the whole time that the shoe is around. Chayin kol kayitzvim, and anything similar to that. That is what you're chayiv on. You have to have both conditions, permanent knot and craftsman's knot. But what if you tie a permanent knot, but it is not a craftsman's knot, which the Rambam will give examples of shortly. I'm sorry?
Are you recording us? Oh, yeah. I think
there's a recorder there. Potter. What does potter mean? Potter avalosser. It's osser drabonon. So if you're missing it, being a craftsman one, it's potter avalosser. Still can't do it. The kesher she'eno shel kayama, ve'eno masa uman. What about a knot that is not permanent and it is also not a craftsman's knot? Then mutar lekashro lechatchila. You can tie it initially, so
tie your shoes.
There's no problem with that. Now this is the Rambam's position that you need both conditions. Rashi, the Rush, the Tur, and others argue and say that any kesher shel kayama, as long as it's a permanent knot, even if it is a work of not a craftsman, you're chayev.
Don't they also differ in the definition of permanence?
Yeah.
That's another machlokas. Mm-hmm. That's another machlokas coming up over here.
It's the same as we had for dying before as far as permanence. Is it just the end of Shabbos or is it a long time?
That's correct. That's right. That's correct. The she'ena shel kayama. One second. So the question is, how long is that? And there's some opinions say, you know, permanently. Some say a day. Some say more than 7 days. And that's a whole discussion over there. So let's take a look at some examples now in Beis. Ketzad. Let's have an example of what is called a kesher shel kayama, a permanent knot, but it's not a masa uman. What are these examples that they're not a craftsman's knot, but they are permanent? for example, nifsakalo ritsua ukshara. Let's say your sandal strap broke off and you're tying it back on. Or nifsak hachevel ukshara, the rope got loosened off and you tied it up. Oshakasha chevel bidli, or you tie a rope onto a bucket. Oshakasha resen behema, or you tie the bridle of an animal. All these are examples of people, you generally will not untie them and you want them to stay on a permanent basis, but it wasn't a craftsman who did this. So all those cases, hareze potter, that is potter, avalosid rabbanan. V'chein kol kayetze ve'elu haksharman, anything similar to these kinds of knots, shehei maise hedjut, that are not craftsmanlike. V'chol adam kosher asam l'kayama, but still people tie it on a permanent basis, that is potter aval osir. Now how about the reverse? V'chol kesher she'enu shal kayama. What if the knot is not a permanent knot? Im ksharo kesher uman. What if you tied it in a craftsmanlike way? Hareza osir. It's osir. Now what does he mean by saying osir? Prohibited, meaning prohibited why? Under what? How strictly prohibited? Biblically or rabbinically?
Biblically.
Rabbinically. Remember, the terms, it's very interesting, the way he switched the format of saying, but he means the same thing. Remember, to be biblically, it's got to say chayiv. Chayiv means you're, what's a good English translation? Guilty, you're obligated. You're liable, that's the word, liable. Liable means it's usur d'oraisa. If you did it, and they say putter, means putter avol, usur. Oh, avol usur. But you're not going to get punished, but it was prohibited to do that rabbinically. So even though in the first halacha he says when you tie it, a kesher shel kayama, a permanent knot, but not a maisa, when he says potter, that's after the fact. But now when he's coming at the end of halacha base, says any knot that's not permanent, but you're tying it like a craftsman, hareza osur, you're prohibited to do it, but you're not chayim if you do it. So that becomes the Rambam Shita, that you have to have both craftsman and permanent, and if you're lacking either one of the two, it is usur d'rabbanan. So let's, on this already, let's take a look and see what...
I just want to clarify that last point. In the English it says it requires professional expertise. So it's not saying you do it like a professional, but rather you're not able to do it unless you're a professional. Is that?
Well, some people know how to do things like a professional. Right, it's not that hard to make a fisherman's knot. If somebody shows you once, you know how to do a fisherman. You don't have to be a fisherman.
Sailor's
knot, whatever.
But if it's not that hard to do it like a professional, then that does that mean it requires professional expertise?
No, I mean, certain things you could learn the trick, and you learn how to do it.
So
you become the professional. Now you go to Home Hardware, everybody's a professional.
Home Hardware.
Right? You know, they teach you how to do all these things.
Buy those tools.
You could do it like a professional.
Professional.
Okay. So, that is the Rambam's halacha. Now, so let's go through the other Rishonim again, to review the other Rishonim. Rashi, Rosh, others. They say the only significant factor is how long you want to tie it. That is the factor. And they say a truly permanent knot, right? Something that's meant to be left indefinitely is forbidden biblically. But then they say a knot that is somewhat permanent, meaning one that's meant to remain knotted for more than a day, but not indefinitely, according to them, is forbidden by rabbinic decree. Okay. And a temporary knot, meaning less than 24 hours, is permitted. Okay. So you hear how there it all depends on this one thing, permanence.
How long ties it, but it's
so if it's for indefinite, usur d'oraisa, more than a day, usur d'rabbanan, within a day, mutter. Now this is an all subpoena that says if you intend to open within 7 days, that's also considered temporary, and under certain circumstances, you could rely on that in certain cases where rabbinic time, remember, sometimes also rabbinically, there will be times where it could be permitted. Let's say for a sick person or things like that. Remember, once it's in the rabbinic realm, that means there will be a possibility that it's permitted to do it under certain circumstances. So you could be under a difficult position and maybe, you know, you have to apply the leniency of, well, for 7 days, within 7 days it will be untied.
That would be for a less sick person, but even if it's biblically for a very sick person.
Yeah, right. That kind of stuff, right? So now what becomes the practical difference between the Rambam's opinion and the other Rishonim over here is whether, you know, you're permitted to tie a professional knot with the intent to open it within 24 hours. Right. That would be one difference.
That's right.
What if it's a sailor's knot and I'm going to untie it in 5 hours? According to the Rambam, you can't.
Can't do it.
According to the others, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Right? Another practical difference is whether it's permitted to make a non-professional knot that remain in place for more than a day, but not indefinitely.
Remember, it says yes, and this thing.
Right, according to the first opinion, this type of knot is permitted. But according to the second opinion, it's forbidden rabbinically.
Right.
So, what comes out as the final, you know, so according to the Ramah, he says there's no final decision in the area. And therefore, we got to go, what? The stringencies of both opinions. Stringencies of both opinions. Therefore, it comes out, any permanent knot, whether professional or not, right? You can't do it.
I'm misfitting myself.
Right. According to the Rambam, it might only be rabbinically, but from the other opinion, it would be biblical. Right? Any professional knot, whether permanent or temporary, would be prohibited rabbinically according to the Rambam's opinion. Any knot that's meant to remain in place for more than 24 hours, according to the Rashi's opinion, is rabbinically prohibited, right? So that becomes how you have to look at it. So you're looking at it. So if it's a professional knot, it's out. If it's a permanent knot, you're out.
Even less
permanent
more
knot
than
more than 24 hours is out. So what are we left at? What you can do?
Non-professional.
It's got to be not back. Yes. Really, we end up coming back to the Rambam almost that it's non-professional plus not 24 hours.
Here's the question.
Yes.
We know that normally when you tie your tie, okay, you're taking it. I know you don't. You keep all your ties tied. We know.
So we'll see. If you tie your tie, then you should.
You take it apart.
What do you normally take it off?
You normally take it off and untie it. So it's not going to be tied for 24 hours.
So
but let's say it's Friday morning. You put it on. And
Friday morning. Who put a tie on?
Let's say it's Yontif Friday morning.
Okay, so then that could be a problem. We'll see. There's some more little doodads we're going to have to look at.
What about shoes? Is that considered
a double knot?
So it depends how you tie it. Depends on how you tie it.
This is the problem with the double knot.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about this.
Single knot is not a problem.
We still have to get to loops. It doesn't matter if it's planned for more than a day.
You're going to take it off without a tie.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Hopefully you untie it.
While you're already on the topic, so you're goading me into doing the next part. I wanted to wait, but you're pushing it, right? So. We're not clear nowadays. The Gemara tells us what were professional knots. But nowadays, the Poskim says it's not clear precisely how these knots are tied, and therefore it's difficult to determine what is considered a professional knot. But there are certain things we say for sure. The Poskim rule that any tight double knot, right, should be regarded as a professional knot.
Because it's meant,
a double knot is pretty tight. It's pretty tight.
We know it lasts longer, that's why you do a double knot.
Tying your shoes is not a double knot.
But that's why people do a double knot in their shoes, to keep it.
We'll talk about it. There's more to go, right? Similarly, a single knot tied tightly in a single strand of rope. Understand? Like this.
Yeah. Right.
See, that's one string,
right?
But right, you know, that's going to be permanent, isn't that? That's not coming out
because there's not two ends to loosen.
That's not coming out, right? But a single knot. Let's say you take two strands. Okay.
There we go. Seatbelt.
Right, like your shoelace. Okay.
Yeah.
You do one knot, and now the bow.
Clover.
Bow is a knot.
No.
Okay, as I was saying, the single knot and a bow tied in two strands, like this is the normal way you do a shoe, right? Right, is not considered a professional knot.
Right,
but it's good. That's another story. I'm just asking the knot.
You're just asking
right?
professional.
Right. So that's in terms of a professional knot. Those are the definitions. So a double knot's a professional knot. A single knot in one string is a professional knot. And the others are
why not.
So what makes a double knot?
I held off for 20 minutes.
Because I guess, you know, it's going to hold it, you know.
It's a single knot twice.
It's not like you.
Okay, but it's very strong. It's very strong. Okay, I don't know. We'd have to go through, see all these footnotes. We're going to go through it. I mean, that's how they come out.
Are we saying a single knot on one string is professional or permanent?
It's calling it professional.
Because I thought the problem was it was permanent. We said
I could also. It depends what your intention is.
That's
I plan. Okay. Well, that's
on this.
Okay. So let's get on to the permanent knot. A knot is considered permanent if it's meant to be left in place indefinitely.
Yes.
Okay. This holds true even if there's a possibility that the knot might be undone later. But if it's done indefinitely, then it's a permanent knot.
You'd be unhappy if it came undone. Is that the
criteria? So to speak. Right. Right. Now, it's not always determined by the intention of the person tying the knot, but by the practice of most people who commonly use that knot. So let's say most people who tie the tzitzis strings of a talus. What would you say most people when you're tying tzitzis?
Permanent.
Right?
Permanent.
So what if you tie the tzitzis to your talus?
Every day.
You know, it's considered permanent, even though he intends to undo it afterwards. Let's say he sees it Shabbos. Oy, it's not tied. Okay, I know what I'll do. I'll tie it now, and I'll tie it right after Shabbos.
Yeah.
Nah, because everybody who ties it as a permanent knot. So
now you would do individually.
So now you're stuck with that, right?
But the final knot is not permanent on the tzitzi.
But it's a double knot.
It's a double knot. Then.
The last one? Because
it's all double knot.
It's a double knot.
It doesn't matter.
You want it to stay longer.
That's
why you have to make sure it's tightened before Shabbos begins.
If it's loose before Shabbos begins,
okay, then you're
going to
have
make it a little tighter without making it tight.
That's going to be a problem.
Is it the other way that if you tie your shoes in the regular shoe knot, that you leave it like that, you take off your shoes?
Okay, if you're going to be planning on keeping that way for a long time,
what, for a month, 2 months? You have it for a week. You have Shabbos shoes.
I don't think you could do that. We'll see. I don't think
you
can
do
that.
Maybe you
can take them off.
You slip on. They become slip on. That's lazy
pants. Yeah,
because then you can adjust how tight you want it the first time.
I think you're calling me a loafer, Shelly.
Okay. Now, he then says the prohibition of tying a permanent knot applies even if he will not benefit from the knot permanently. I only need it for a short time. Doesn't matter. Let's say a person ties up a garbage bag.
Yeah.
Right? How long do you need it to be tied up for?
Twist ties.
Just till the garbage man takes it. So I only need it till tomorrow morning. But that thing may stay for, I don't know, forever. They just dump it into the, what do you call, landfill. Right? But the knot's considered a permanent one because the type of knot usually remains tied permanently.
No, not if you take the two ends, right?
No, but I'm saying if you take the two ends and do once and twice, that's what I'm saying. If you did once would be okay, because that's not considered a knot. So if you take the two ends and just do one, I mean, that's, you know.
But a lot of books say twist tie is better in that situation.
No, I don't see what the problem is. It's not meant to be a permanent knot at all. Certainly not professional, and certainly not permanent. They all say that one is not permanent.
Just two ends once.
That's right.
There'll be nothing wrong with it.
Okay. Okay, so one other thing. It says, rabbinically, it's forbidden to tie any knot with the intent to leave it intact longer than 24 hours. Right. Now, this rule applies only when the person tying the knot specifically intends it to leave it in place for longer than the 24-hour period, or that's the practice to always leave that particular item tied for longer for 24 hours. Okay? But, he says, one is permitted to tie a knot with no specific intent if he sometimes unties the particular item that he's tying within 24 hours.
No.
So, give us an example. It's forbidden to tie one's shoes with a single knot and bow if one intends to leave them tied for more than a day. Mm. Or if one always leaves his shoes tied for several days at a time and slips them on and off his feet. Okay. However, it's permitted to tie one's shoes with a single lampo without a specific intent if he sometimes unties the shoelaces within the 24-hour period of time. So usually most people, when they're tying shoes, they will usually, most, you know, quite often, they untie the shoe. If you happen to leave it longer, it's not going to be a problem. Okay? So let's just do that summary on that, right? So again, a tight double knot, regardless how long it's going to remain, you can't do. A tight single knot in a single strand of rope,
can't do.
Right? Regardless of how long it will remain, you cannot do. Any other type of knot, a single knot with a bow, etc., if it's going to be let for more than a day, that's no good. And any knot that people sometimes leave in place permanently would also be a problem, right? So what's allowed to do? A non-professional knot, like a single knot in a bow, for less than 24 hours.
Do you actually physically have to untie it before
Shabbos?
What
do you mean before Shabbos?
Before Shabbos ends.
Well, not necessarily, unless you do often untie it. Maybe this time you didn't, right? That's what he's saying. So you tied your shoes. Usually you untie them.
Like you're walking to shul at 10 o'clock and your shoes become untied. So you tie them up. You have to untie
so
them.
So usually, what do you usually do, Paul?
I don't usually untie them personally, but that's my own shtick.
Okay, so if you know you're not going to untie it, then you shouldn't tie it.
How about if he ties it with the intention that he's going to untie it?
Unless you have in mind, now I'm going to make sure to untie it.
No,
shops. And then if
do.
You don't, then it's still okay.
Keeping is your intention.
Okay? We got that, guys?
You should announce it to everybody.
Okay.
Well, now he's on the street.
Yeah, the street.
Now,
excuse me.
Okay, so now, again, with the single knots, now he's going to go into the various methods of tying that are permitted, of what's considered a knot, right? So a single knot that has two strands of rope, right, the first stage of shoe lacing, right, is not considered a knot at all because it's going to come apart, right? That you can do that no matter what. You can tie this type of knot on Shabbos. You make it tight, right, even if you don't intend to ever untie it because it's not considered a knot.
Which one is that?
Just the first part of tying your shoe without the bow.
Without the bow.
That's not a knot. That's
it
not
it
a single knot is not considered
it ain't
a knot.
Happening.
Right.
Wait a second. When you do galila, a mincha.
Okay, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about that. And there's reasons to be lenient.
Reasons to be lenient with that.
We'll talk about it. We have to add one more factor, which we didn't get to in the Rambam yet. Okay, a bow without any underlying knot, just a bow, is not considered a knot at all.
Right.
I don't know how you'd make a bow without that knot. You know, it's like, I don't know how that even stays, right? So you'd be permitted to make a bow, even if you draw it tight, even if you tend to leave it permanently. You're also allowed to make one bow on top of another one and leave them tied on permanently.
Wow, double bow.
Okay, because bows unravel with a single tug at the end of the string.
Ah, so then you can do double knot with a bow.
Double knot does that.
Yeah.
A double knot?
Yeah, double knot in a bow. Double bow.
No, a double knot?
Yeah.
You can double
bow. Double
we'll
bow.
Go one pull.
Yes,
but
one bow, one pull.
Shoe,
so we're saying
a double knot. Double
no, we're not
knot.
Saying a double knot. Double bow.
So as long as you can just go whoop and it's out, that's not permanent.
You do it not.
So you could do a double
that
bow.
A double bow.
Which we're calling double knot.
Okay, so you have to get clear your terms. Oh, yeah. Double bow. A slip knot is not considered a knot because it comes apart with a single tug. Now, a single knot with a bow, right, even though they're not individually called knots, but we have a single knot with a bow on top of it, right, so it's not going to unravel with one tug. So it's not a professional knot, and therefore if it's less than 24 hours, you're okay. Now, let's say you have a single knot by itself, which is not considered a knot, but you take the ends of the string and you tuck it underneath to make sure it doesn't undo. Okay, let's say you tie your shoes with one single knot, and now you take the strings and put it under the tongue of the shoe to make sure it's not going to come apart. So if they're tucked beneath the string, it is considered a knot because it will not unravel without manipulation.
But it's
considered a non-professional knot, and if it's for less than 24 hours, you could do it. Okay, what if you take a string and you just wrap it tightly around an item and then stick the thing and you didn't make any kind of a knot at all?
So let's say you got a cord.
Then that's okay. That's a problem, not a problem. Now a double knot that, now a real double knot that's not drawn tightly, let's say you made a knot and a knot, but it's very loose. That's not considered a professional knot. And if you do that for less than 24 hours, that's fine. So let's say you tied the belt of a coat. Let's say it's just the two straps, not a buckle, anything. It's just the belt. So you do one tie and another tie. But you're not doing it really tight. So you could do that because we know you're going to take off your coat and take it off within 24 hours. That's not going to be a problem.
See, you're not.
You got that? You see? You see that?
I always do a half bow on my coat.
So now, there, here's a very important halacha now. There are what we call special situations. So although we said that you tie a double knot, by most poskim it's considered a professional knot. Right? But there are some poskim who say that if the knot is meant to last less than 24 hours, it's still not considered a professional knot. There is such an opinion that a double knot, if you plan on not making it for 24 hours, it's not considered a professional knot. There's such a lenient opinion. According to them, it would be permitted to tie a double knot with the intent to undo it within 24 hours, and you can rely on this opinion when it's necessary. Now, when would this be a real good kind of a case? For example, when you tie your kid's shoelaces. Certain kids' shoelaces, you know, they always come undone. So the only way you can make sure it doesn't come undone is if you do a double knot.
But you have to tie them.
So now, and if you have your kid's shoe and you're planning on undoing it, then you could tie the double knot with the intention to take it off within 24 hours when it's in these cases of necessity. You could do a double bow. Okay, he's even telling you a double knot.
But I'm not sure I understand the distinction. Okay.
Yeah, double, because it, but there's no knot underneath.
Yeah.
You know, but a double bow. But here, a double knot will for sure be stronger, wouldn't it?
There's no bow.
But when you lay the foundation, when you're making a bow, is that considered a knot?
No, that if you're crisscrossing the two, that's a knot.
Because that's what you have
a
to
double
do.
Bow, where you're just taking them to begin with. Right?
You're just taking two loops.
Yeah, just taking two loops. It's not going to go. Right? You're taking two loops and you're just crossing them.
So that's not how you tie shoes. You always start with the foundation cross.
Okay, I can't.
You tie your shoe normally and then you
that's
take two
that's bows. A, first one's a knot.
Okay, now you take
first
the
one's
leg,
a knot.
You do another one like this.
Bow.
Is that allowed or not?
A bow. We call that a bow.
Is that a
so that's a double bow on top of it. No, right. One bow? What is
okay.
That?
So I did. That's it. All right.
Well, what did you do?
You do a regular bow.
Regular knot.
Like
no
knot.
You
do
it.
You tie your shoes normally.
Yes.
And then you cross and you do bow.
And you make a knot with the bow.
And you take the two
bows.
It's a double bow on top of a knot.
That would be a double knot.
It's a double bow.
It's a double bow on top of a knot.
Now, that double knot, as you said,
if you plan on taking it off for 24 hours, then that'd be okay. Then that'd be okay.
That's the best thing to do, isn't it?
Plan doing it for 24 hours. Okay, we're going to have to stop. On Sunday, remind me the next topic, in this topic is mitzvah purposes. And then we'll come to the Sefer Torah. Okay, we got to rush because I think mitzvah is awaiting us. Shkoyach, guys.
And then Mara, so we've done Rambam.